Hello, everyone. Welcome back. This is episode 50 of my podcast, Brain Dribble. And now, this time, again, I am not alone. Another time, I am not alone. I'm not an interviewer. I don't do guests. I'm just going to sit here and be like, hey, you got anything to talk about?
Sometimes.
So, hopefully, my guest will have come prepared.
I certainly did not.
Just like put you on the spot. It's like,
hopefully,
oh,
yeah, sure,
by the way, this is your episode.
This is my
so
episode.
You
oh,
got
shit.
A rant.
I got a rant.
You okay. Have to figure it out.
All right, I'll figure it out.
Got anything on the mind's eye?
I have something that I wrote down that I think is pretty funny, but I don't know if it's that funny. All right, so you know how like superheroes are like the big craze right now, you know, Marvel, all that shit.
Yeah.
So I came up with my own superhero. His name is Dickhead.
Dickhead?
Yeah, he has no powers other than his head being a penis. And he got his powers from being bit by radioactive pubic crabs.
Pubic crabs.
Pubic crabs.
That would suck.
That would suck. But I was thinking like I could make a series out of that.
Dude,
Disney Plus, hit me up.
What if diseases were wild like that? Like, if crazy shit happens, like, you get bit by a pubic crab and you turn into a penis.
Your head turns to a dick.
Fucking. I want to live in that world, please.
Yeah, please.
Can we go there?
But I was thinking, like, fucking so many people talk about, like, oh, yeah, the government's fucking testing on us and shit like that. Like, why haven't superheroes, like, fucking surfaced
You know,
yet?
That's proof.
Exactly.
You think the government's been testing AIDS, whatever.
Whatever.
I haven't seen a superhero yet.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
I don't think, yeah. No, if they really wanted to experiment, they'd do some wild shit.
Exactly. Like, come on, why can't we fly yet?
Seriously.
Like, fucking wings, come on.
Like, I need the fly machine, the movie, The Fly.
The Fly.
I want to become a fly.
I want to be a fly. A blowfly?
If they're talking about these tic-tac-shaped super flying machines, and they got all this technology... Why can't I be a fly yet?
Exactly.
I wanna be the fly.
Or like lizard people. Like
lizard
why
people?
Haven't they surfaced yet?
Well, you have seen those videos, right? Of Obama blinking.
And Justin Bieber
blinking.
Justin Bieber blinking.
Justin Bieber is a lizard person.
Yeah, he's a lizard person. Big time lizard person.
Who's a lizard person?
Justin Bieber.
Justin Bieber. Obama.
Obama.
Who else? Trippy Red.
Yeah, he
kind of looks like an alien.
He just looks like some fucking amphibious creature.
He's not human. Whatever he is. Whatever Trippy Red is, I think we can agree that he's not human.
Not human not at human. All. Him and fucking Lil Uzi too. He looks fucking weird.
He's just short.
He's just short.
That's really mean to say about someone who's just short.
He's pretty short, though. What is he, like 5'2 or 5'3?
5'2.
That sucks.
Or something. I don't know.
That
We're going
to
go with that because there's no internet.
Yeah, internet's not real.
It doesn't exist. That's invented by lizard people. They could turn it off any moment they want.
Exactly. So is this going on the radio since the internet doesn't exist?
Oh, fuck.
Shit.
You fucking fixed it. You figured me out.
I got you.
Take me away.
Take me away, copper.
Put me in cuffs and take me to Pound Town.
My favorite town.
Pound Town, I've been there.
You've been there? A couple times. Yep. A few times. In my town.
It's, you're only allowed to pay with, Euros.
Pounds.
It's not. Is that? No, British.
British.
They eat
pounds.
Brexit.
They're Brexit.
Not to use.
Peace.
Why'd you have to do it?
Making things harder for the rest of us.
Making that joke not work. Fuck you, Britain.
Fucking
I think
Britain.
That they did Brexit just so that we wouldn't be able to say Pound Town.
Exactly.
They'd be able to use pounds. It has no reason to be a euro because the pound is a separate currency. The joke does work.
Yeah.
But why'd you leave?
Why'd you leave? Come back.
Come back, baby.
Baby, come back. Britain, come back.
Britain, come back. Please, we miss you.
We miss you.
Ever since you left, it's just been different.
It's been hard.
In America.
I've been hard.
Ever since Britain left, I've been hard.
Damn, dude. You got a lot of blood flowing there, Dan.
Yeah, my hands are freezing.
My hands are freezing.
You said call your doctor after 4 hours. What about 4 years? How long ago was Brexit?
I don't know.
I'm not allowed to look it up. Internet doesn't exist.
Yeah, I think 3 or 4 years. I don't fucking know.
It's in the past decade for sure.
Yeah, faux show though.
Faux show. It's, you know, you say time goes quickly, but when you think about it was a decade ago, it was 2011. I haven't been 12 in a while.
Yeah, it's been a minute.
It's been a minute since I've been 12.
Yeah. Simpler times, though. Fucking Dynamite by Tayo Cruz.
Is that how you pronounce it? I thought it was Tayo.
I don't fucking know.
Never learned that one.
Yeah, I mean, he doesn't fucking do anything anymore, so.
Where did any of those people go?
Him, LMFAO.
I mean, they can, that's all right. They can go.
That was a product of the 2010s. Yeah.
That doesn't happen anymore.
I miss Akon.
Akon. Yeah, so every time you like play music from that era, I just whoosh, whoosh. I don't know what. I listen to like Hinder. Breaking Benjamin. Ooh, during that time.
I will try to find and, like, my place.
Under Oath.
Oh, Under Oath. Bangers. Writings on the wall.
Yeah, I don't know what happened in like the early 2010s. I just went into a void and I came out the other side and like, what was any of that music? I've never heard of Neo. I mean,
Neo.
I have, exactly. But I haven't.
He wears a fedora.
Well, fuck him. I can stay there.
It's a cool fedora though.
Cool fedora.
I think it's cool.
Back to back those words? You're gonna put those words right next to each other.
Well, maybe I don't think I'm that cool, so
it's a judgment on your character.
Yeah, I'm just a loser. Ooh,
you think that's cool?
You think fedoras are cool? You're a fucking loser then. Yeah. That's what that means.
You're just objectively wrong. Some music is objectively bad.
Mm-hmm.
Like
Logic.
Logic. And the new fucking Isaiah Rashad.
Trash. Boring.
It's disappointing.
So underwhelming.
Yeah, I swear to God, dude, if Kendrick's album is bad,
yep, we're fucked.
There's nothing left for
Top
GD.
Dog. Top Dog, baby.
Top
Dog. I think SZA is dropping something this year, too, which I don't know. Maybe it's good. Maybe it'll be good. Who knows?
Maybe.
Fingers crossed.
So yeah. That's all there is there.
That's that.
That was our music that concludes the music corner.
Yeah, I don't listen to music.
Or I should say music coroner, because it's dead.
Oh fuck, dude. What does that word mean?
The coroner? He's like something with a funeral. Something.
Oh, yeah. I've been to a few of those before. I need a ship of Wawa, too. I've been getting intense tickles in my throat.
Tickles?
Like, it feels like...
There's like a little tickle me almost inside of you.
Something like that. All up in my throat.
Something there.
Something's there. I keep singing. Fucking singing.
Tickle Me Elmo sings in your throat.
That's why it tickles.
Oh, that's why it tickles. Elmo's Tickle Me Elmo Tickle You. Tickle Me Eamon.
Tickle Me Eamon.
I didn't even say his name. Oh, yeah. This is Eamon.
I'm Eamon.
Yep.
That's my name.
Okay, so now you know.
Now you know. The more you know.
I forgot to introduce Kirsten as well.
Oh, shit. It's all good. We're no names.
Nah, fuck them.
Fuck us. Not literally.
No, please have sex with my friends. you watching this, come here, find them.
Fuck them.
Fuck them.
I can get the fucking lid on there. Yeah.
The lid?
The lid.
The lid. I'm going to look up, I have a list of things to turn to in times of struggle.
Let's find it.
Deep conversation topics. Some of these, now the only I saved this for the opposite reason. Some of these things are fucking stupid.
Not that deep. So, kind of shallow.
Yeah. 100, yeah, this, no, this is what it, sorry, 170 hypothetical questions.
Hypothetical.
To give your brain a workout. All right, so this is what I'm saying, right? Would you take a $70,000 a week job offer where you get paid to sit in a pitch black room and do nothing for 20 hours a day?
20 hours a day?
I mean, let's think about it. How long would you really have to work that job?
Not very long.
That's pretty efficient.
That's a decent amount of money.
That's some good money.
Plus, like, fucking...
No, wait. I want to ask a different question because that's just worth it. This one genuinely makes no sense. So, I don't think this website knows what a zombie is because they ask, which famous person's body would you take over if you were a zombie?
What? Just transfer my...
Parade.com. Zombies aren't, they don't, or is that, no. I'm assuming, up until this point, I've assumed that all zombies were the same person's soul.
Yeah.
After they're dead.
Because, like, when.
If you get bit, then you get the virus and it becomes
and
you.
And you become a zombie, yeah.
They're implying that the zombie bites a zombie and then also is two people.
Yeah, so like, what?
So, in this hypothetical, which famous person would you bite and then become?
I know. Keanu Reeves.
That would be pretty cool. You'd do kicks and shit.
Yeah, shoot guns.
As a zombie.
As a zombie, I'd be like, holy shit, I'm John Wick. Zombie form.
Zombie. John Wick 4. Zombies.
Zombies.
It's zombies now.
Apocalypse.
Apocalypse Now with John Mayer.
John Mayer.
John Mayer. That's my answer.
That's my answer. What a guy.
Would you be able to give up 30 years of your life in exchange for allowing... Dude, these questions suck shit. This doesn't make any sense. Would you be able to give up 30 years of your life in exchange for allowing a stranger to die? Yeah, it sounds like you killed someone.
What?
And you're doing time.
Wait, what?
I'm gonna change this question to what I think they want us to ask, which is, would you let a stranger die if you could add 30 years to your life?
Yeah, that makes more sense.
That makes way more sense.
Like, what? So you would the stranger would die and you would just lose 30 years of your life? Like, that's what they were asking? Like
that's a lose-lose.
Yeah, what?
Will you be able... to give up 30 years of your life in exchange for allowing a stranger...
This is
why I say this.
This is parade.com.
This is garbage. What would your first reaction be if I told you that you had failed?
I'd be like, what did I fail?
I don't go to school. So let's play this out.
All right.
Hey, man, here, I'm going to pull you aside.
All right, yeah, what's up?
I had to let you know.
Yeah, what's up?
You failed.
What?
How? You don't know what I'm talking about?
No, I genuinely don't know. Like, I don't do
anything.
You
failed.
I failed what?
You failed. You failed me. You failed. You failed.
I failed.
You failed. Now feel bad.
fuck. I'm on the verge of crying.
Would you rather forget...
What?
Would you rather forget about yourself or forget about anyone else?
Anyone else.
Anyone? Do you get to choose? Like, anyone?
Anyone?
Is it giving...
Everyone? They definitely meant to say everyone.
We asked someone who barely speaks English to write down 70 hypothetical questions. Would you take something that removes your body's need for sleep if it was given to you? Yeah.
Yeah. Why not? Like if I was perfectly healthy.
Yeah.
Sleeping is just wasting time. It's like microdosing death.
It is. Which mask would you like to wear? Which mask would you like if you had to wear one for the rest of your life?
All right. I would like a Slipknot mask.
That would be sick.
Yeah,
that'd
be dope.
I want one of those like baby masks, like that raves. I feel like.
Oh, yeah, you look like a baby. Yeah.
I look like a baby.
Does it make you look like a baby?
Am I a baby?
Kinda. Am I a baby?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're all kind of babies in our own way.
Just a tad.
What are you? Oh, I grew up. When did you stop being a baby?
Exactly. I don't believe
feel it. Feel that energy deep down inside you. That like want and need to just have everyone do everything for you. You're still a baby.
Exactly.
You're still a baby.
Exactly.
Everyone's a baby deep down. It just kept life kept going. It just didn't stop.
Yep.
There's no such thing as adults.
It never gets easier.
What show would you like if you had to be trapped in a TV show for a month? And who would you be if you were a character? God damn, dude.
Who would you be if you were a character?
What show would you like if you were the character in a show? I don't know what show. What show would you like? Like, the character in the show enjoys watching this show. I mean, it'd probably be just the same as in real life then. If I was a character, it would be It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, which is a good show.
I would totally pick Adventure Time. Yeah. I would be anyone. I don't mind. They're all cool. No, I'd be Lumpy Space Princess.
We can select a single color that our eyes can see.
That does not make sense.
What? You know how we can select a single color that our eyes can see before we're born? You know?
Yeah.
What color would you like to choose?
Black. Nothingness. These questions.
It's 170 of them and we're at 16.
What? Would you kill one innocent child to heal the world's diseases forever?
Yeah. You would just numbers wise.
Exactly.
You'd be fucked up not to.
You just like just explain afterwards, like, I just killed the fucker to save the rest of y'all.
How big do you think the universe is?
Infinite. Nah, there's gotta be an end.
What would you hit? What is the end of the universe?
Actually, it's probably just infinite. I don't know.
So here's what I'm saying. If space is nothing, then why does it take any time to get anywhere? Wouldn't you just get sucked?
Sucked.
Which is like, what would the fucking? This is terrible.
You suck.
What rule would you impose if you were the world's king or queen? I think I would ban tissues. Gotta pick that nose.
Yeah.
Just fucking stop pretending, because we all do it.
I do it Every day.
I do it so often, and sometimes I'm in the car and I'm just like, I have one and I'm just like fucking.
You don't eat
flick
them?
It at the, oh.
I eat them.
See, I've done it in like recent time. I have ate one. I just didn't like the way it felt.
Yeah, it's weird texture, but you used to it.
So you pick out a real big loogie. You eat it or you try to flick it?
I eat it.
You don't even try to flick it?
I don't even try. Wow. Because like, what if it like lands on something? And then, like, someone touches that something.
No, like, yeah, I totally get that. Like, I'm a bad person for that.
It's coming out of me. Might as well just put it back in me.
Put it back in me. That's exactly. Why I eat my cum as well.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And I eat my shit, too.
Yes. That's delicious.
Tasty.
Sometimes I'll take my poop and, like, put it in the freezer to, like, make it all hard.
Yeah.
It's like ice cream.
Exactly. It melts. Mm. The flavor.
Stop. And like, what a waste of water. Drink the water.
Drink your piss.
Drink the water in your toilet.
Oh yeah, that too.
If you truly cared about your carbon footprint,
you drink your own piss.
Drink your piss. You eat your shit. Just become a recycling can for yourself. How long do you think a human could live on shit and piss?
Definitely like a month or two.
Yeah, probably. What if?
Because you only need like water for like, what is it like? If you're just drinking water, you could live for like a month or two, right? Or like three.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Before you starve to death.
Yeah.
You definitely could go longer without food than water. But okay. So here, how long could someone live if they were allowed to drink water, and the last thing they ate was a bunch of corn. A lot of corn.
A lot of corn. Tons of corn.
Like, they had, like, one of those, like, detox weeks where they had no more shit in their body. Exactly. And then eat a bunch of corn.
Shit out corn.
You'd shit corn. You could eat it again and eat it again and eat it again.
A continuous cycle.
I think I figured out, like, how to fix starvation. Corn. I think I figured corn.
That's the answer.
It's the answer.
Have you ever seen that fucking, oh my god, you know that dude, Grade A Andre?
Yeah.
One of his fans fucking did the, like, they only ate sweet corn for like a month straight, and then like filmed themselves shitting, I'm pretty sure, and they shit out like just kernels of sweet corn. So it's like, it comes out like legit, like fucking.
But like, what about all the stuff inside? It's just the kernel? So like, maybe. What? People say there's no nutritional value. That can't be true. I know it was like man-made, and like the actual corn is like those tiny little baby corns. That's corn. Mm. Like, you're supposed to be able to eat the cob. Yeah. But we just fucking grew them, and we're just like, yeah, baby, give me that big, hot, sweet corn. Give me that sweet fucking cob. And then, like, what did... Then all, like, the pus inside it got bigger as well.
Exactly.
Corn, if you really sit down and think about it, is absolutely fucking disgusting. It is a rod of... It's a shaft of... It's a shaft of who knows? And then it's got a bunch of bumps that pop in your mouth when you heat it up, and it's... What is inside of that? What... Has anyone tried corn juice?
I don't know. I haven't.
Why?
I should.
Yeah.
Well, you just put it in a blender.
Yeah. Well, no. You gotta squeeze whatever. Is it white in there? What color is it?
I think it's white.
So it's like either some sort of pus. And so when you really stop and think about it, corn's gross.
Yeah, it's just nature's pimples.
Nature's pimples. You ever see a tree that's just like, how is it still alive? It's just got so much shit growing on it. Like
fucking like tumors and shit.
Tumors. It's got ivy going up it. I saw some wild ass fucking ivy growing on a tree one time. It had like spuds that were like yellow, and they just like, there was so many of them, they were like I don't even know. And I didn't, I was like, wow, I'm not going to touch that.
Not going to touch that.
And so far, so good.
Poison ivy. I've never gotten poison ivy.
I don't know if I have either. I've been worried I got it. And then I washed it off and it was always okay.
I'm pretty sure I've touched poison ivy too and never got it.
Definitely touched it before. Yeah. So we made corn bigger. Corn didn't used to be that big. Why did we make carrots bigger? Did we make anything smaller?
Baby carrots?
Baby carrots.
Maybe that's man-made.
You know, it is.
I think it is.
Baby carrots are just full-grown carrots pushed into that shape. Bummer. Yeah. It's
condensed.
Condensed. So we can make, like, concentrates and shit. Why don't we... How... Why don't they concentrate the pulp, too? Because you think about what concentrate is. It's taking a fruit and making it more small. It's just... Now it's this.
Small fruit.
So we can... agree that we know how to make things smaller than they are.
Yeah, same with dogs too.
Dogs, well, I just ranted for like two episodes about dogs.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
I was like, it's so sad, but now we're talking about fruits and veggies.
Fruit. We're on to a different type.
Because I go through phases where it's just like five episodes I'm just talking about how dogs are fucked.
Fucking dogs.
But, like, you're open to accepting the concept that we can take a fruit and make it. This is a fruit. This is one shot of this, and it's a fruit.
It's a whole ass fruit.
It's a whole ass fruit. Why don't they include the fiber? Because all that shit is all, like, sugar, and it hurts, and it's sweet, and, like, fruit juice. Why don't you put the peel in there? Why
exactly. Don't you put the
so it's healthy. But... we don't do that for some reason. Maybe because it wouldn't be as small.
Yeah, maybe that's it.
But no, for sure, if you threw a lemon in the spinny thing.
Blender?
Yeah. Is it what it's called?
I don't know. I've only seen Chef once. So.
I'm pretty sure it's called the Splenda.
Splenda, yeah.
Yeah. If we take a lemon and throw it in a Splenda and splend it up a little bit.
Splend it up, yep.
It becomes probably smaller, I'd argue.
Yeah. And like less solid.
Yeah, less solid.
Less solid. More liquid.
More liquidy, probably smaller. You could drink it instead of eat it.
Yeah.
Okay, but like if you did that to all your food, would you ever poop? Because you're drinking.
Would you just have like liquid shits at all times?
Would your body take a food that is blend up and turn it back into hard shit? That's a good question.
Just condenses it.
I ate blended food for 30 days and that would be gross.
Yeah, that would be nasty.
I should do it. For Why a video. Not? Yeah. I should do it for a video.
Content.
I blended all my food for 30. That's disgusting.
That would suck. You'd have to like fucking...
I would hold my nose and I'd drink it. Just chug my meals.
Yeah, you have to take pictures of your shit afterwards too.
Oh, of course. This is what the whole experiment's about.
Yeah. See what it looks like.
This is for YouTube, right? Are you allowed to show your shit?
I don't...
Probably not anymore.
Not anymore, no. Fucking YouTube.
So they made corn bigger.
They made corn bigger.
What else do you think they changed the size of in the realm of fruits and veggies?
Fruits and veggies. Pumpkins.
Pumpkins are definitely supposed to be smaller.
Yeah. Because like gourds, they're small.
Gourds?
Yeah. Aren't they in the same family or something?
Yeah. I think a pumpkin is a gourd. That's the group.
The group.
You know, common hand gesture for group. If I said this, you get it.
It's the group.
The group of them. genus.
genus.
Species.
Genus kind of rhymes with penis.
Dude, science is kind of funny.
Science is hilarious. It's just full of memes.
I think broccoli used to be trees.
Broccoli's just mini trees.
Yo. Literally.
Deadass.
Oh, that would be so fun. Just to like walk outside and see just giant broccoli. People.
Oh, you'd eat that.
Think about the future. Think about a future where we just have a little bit of fun. We realize that we're all gonna die. And we just be like, all right, enough. I would make money. Let's just have some fun.
Exactly.
Let's change the size of vegetables in extreme ways.
Crazy extreme ways.
I want to see national parks that are corn.
The entire thing.
It is. I want to see. Can you grow things with salt water? Because right now, I'm like, what are we going to do with all this seawater? You know, glaciers are melting, Florida's drowning.
Yep.
So what if, I mean, we know how to get the salt out. That's not debatable. So we should pick it all up.
Pick it up.
Grow a bunch of big fruit.
Fuck yeah.
And then... That would be cool.
That'd be fucking cool.
That's it. It's, I don't know. That's the end of the thought.
Oh, what about this giant eggplant?
Giant eggplant. Eggplant's one of the worst things I've ever tasted.
It does not taste that good.
Eggplant parmesan? Okay. You gonna pretend that's chicken? Okay.
You don't
get to just throw cheese on it and call it, it's veggie. Yes, I mean, you're not claiming to be chicken, but we know you kind of want to be chicken.
You're trying to be chicken. Same with fish. You're just trying to be chicken.
Fish, yeah, dude. That fish that I ate tasted like chicken.
It did.
Swear to God.
Spot on.
Yeah. So, fish.
I had lobster today. Holy shit. It tastes like unwashed pussy.
Like straight up. I was like, this is disgusting.
Lobster. Yeah, no. Isn't there that thing where like fucking prisoners used to eat lobster and then they just like flipped it and pretended, oh no, it's actually high end now because it was like highly abundant.
I don't know.
Like marketing ploys, like kind of like diamonds, how like they just own the rights to all. I feel like there's some, maybe that's the soft story for the fact that like crabs are what was it?
Lobsters.
Lobsters are actually going extinct. Hopefully not. That would be terrible.
Fingers crossed.
I remember hearing something about that. But yeah, it's too much work. Some fish, I'm sorry, people like to crack the leg and eat the fucking...
Too much work.
Too much effort. Get it out of there for me.
Exactly.
I'm trying to bite into... Same with anything. If it's served with bones, fuck off.
Fucking...
off with that. Because you nothing worse than like biting into some shit and full on biting a bone.
Oh, yeah. That shit's nasty. Doesn't like fucking McDonald's do that shit? They have like genetically modified chickens that like... barely have any bones and shit and no feathers.
They totally do.
I feel like I've seen like just fucking like no pink feathers. Blobs. Yeah. I think.
That's what the picture is. The famous picture, the pink blob. It's just blended up chicken.
Blended chicken.
That's what they look like.
Oh God. Nasty.
It's one big chicken. It's all just the slot. That's why it's pink because it has no feathers. It's just a big old glob. And that's what you eat.
That's what we eat.
That's what we eat. I'm going to say you because I'm going to pretend that I don't eat it too. It's also more effective.
Yeah. You eat that shit.
You eat shit. I do too, but you.
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
disgusting fuck.
You shit on my ass yesterday.
What the fuck? I had to clean shit off my ass.
Which is like totally normal, but it was yours.
It was yours, not mine.
What the fuck? Every other day we'd be cleaning shit off our ass. You ever think about how we're the only animals who do that? Not even dogs. Oh, we're clean. We're clean people. But then we have these fucking disgusting dogs that don't, that just shit. And we're like, good.
Good.
And fucking, then they sit down.
They sit down on the carpet.
Dude, on the carpet. You know how much dog fecal matter is probably in the carpets, bro? A ton. I mean, that's the whole thing with them rubbing their asses on it.
Yep. Fucking, oh my God. My dog had a dingleberry the other day. That's just hanging off of his ass. So funny looking. It's like, holy shit.
A dingleberry.
Dingleberry.
Dingleberry sounds too delicious or like too friendly for what it is.
Dingleberry.
It almost like reminded me of a mistletoe for some reason. And I was like, oh, we'll kiss under the dingleberry.
Kiss right under the dingleberry.
Yeah. Have a kiss. Share a kiss with your lover. This Christmas. this Christmas. Cuddle up by the fire. Roast some chestnuts.
Nuts.
And then kiss your lover under the dingleberry.
Right under the dingleberry.
Right under that thing.
So romantic.
So romantic. And then, because they're, you know, it's shaped like a grapevine.
Yeah.
You share a kiss and go,
take a little bite.
Take a little bite out of the dingleberry.
Shit.
Go, and we circle around, around. That is... Okay, now we have to paint the full picture. We need... For this next video...
Yep.
I'm going to do it. I'm going to eat a bunch of corn. And then hang up my dingleberry like as a... Like it's a mistletoe. And every time I walk out of my house and into my house, because I'm probably hungry.
Yeah.
A long day's work.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Take a little bite out of that dingleberry.
Take a bite out of the dingleberry. Give you some energy for the day.
Give me some energy for... Yep.
Yep. Yes, sir.
How romantic.
So romantic. You're not doing it right if you're not fucking kissing under a dingleberry.
If you don't, because like it's also a really good like scent.
Yeah.
It's like you don't need any more perfume for your house. All you need is some dingleberries.
Some dingleberries hanging.
What is it called where you make your house smell? It's not perfume.
Air freshener?
Yeah. I saw this, fan, one of those electric fans that doesn't have any blades. Somehow it just does it.
Yeah.
It's a circle. It's just a hole and it does it. It said, take control of the air in your home.
What?
As if it was fucking out of control. This air is off the cuff. It's fucking got it. Tame this air.
Tame that shit.
Tame Impala.
There's one guy.
He's only one person.
Just one of them. Do you know Mac DeMarco is only one guy?
No way. I thought that was my favorite band.
That was my favorite band.
And now that I know that it's only one guy. Fucking dick.
Oh, God damn it.
Take control of the air in your home. Why take is it control. So extreme?
Take back the power.
Take back. You were losing this fight. You are living with a parasite that is destroying your life.
This air,
it's going to get cold during the night and hot during the day. We're going to switch up? I don't think so, mister.
I don't think so.
You're going to be at a steady 69.
My favorite temp.
The best temperature.
The best temp of all time.
You ever think about how far humans have come?
We've come pretty far.
I think about that a lot lately. Just how we started off with just... Because especially going on the road trip, I was like, the fucking Quakers who just walked and walked.
And schwalked.
And just walked.
Collected oats.
I'm fucking the desert and shit. And I'm like, I know it's the Oregon Trail. It's probably up, but I don't know what time of year they went. Probably all time of year because it took a while.
You just had to fucking walk.
It gets like 100 degrees.
It gets hot.
And imagine just being nowhere, and then you just, I don't know. I'm like, what do you do out there? You die.
You just fucking die.
That's what you do out there. You die. It's wild to think about how far humans have come.
Now we have vehicles that you can control the temperature in.
Yeah. Crazy. I can take control of the air in my vehicle.
It could be 100 degrees outside.
But I could be chilling at a nice 69.
At a nice 69.
A nice, very nice 69.
Cooling.
Cooling, chilling, maxing out, relaxing, all cool. I'm getting ready to move out. I'm just going through some old shit, you know?
Mm.
And we're pulling up all these like things from my childhood, getting rid of like... from second grade and shit, and like I'm just seeing all this shit that I made that I don't even remember making, and they're just like why did I do that? Why did they make me do that?
Exactly. All those Christmas ornaments, I still have some of mine too.
But like reading assignments and like just essays and poster boards, creative shit that's just busy work. It's like, I'm telling you, the main purpose of school is babysitting.
Literally.
It's just busy work. Like, unless you're, I mean, not at the later years, but just at the first, like, that's what I never understood. Now they're like, they're taking everything so seriously.
Mm-hmm.
There's police and pre-K.
Police and pre-K.
Just sitting there in the corner. And like, they take like preschools, some of those parents that are trying to get their kid to be a successful person because they're living out their failures,
yep,
their dreams in their child. They're putting them into these schools where you take tests before you're even in fucking like first grade. You take, imagine sitting there at a test, feeling in a bubble, like, yo, that's fucked up.
Fuck that shit. Oh, I barely functioned when I was that old.
So we just need to forget about the money and just have a little bit of fun.
Fun. That's
let's
what I'm
let's
all
take
about.
Let's take first or let's take pre-K to third grade and figure, you know, yeah, you learn the ABCs, but don't go crazy. Yeah, you gotta learn how to spell, but don't go. These are like valid things you gotta learn when you're a child. That's mainly what it is just learning how to spell. Okay, then make English simpler.
Straight up.
Like, I mean, that iPhones are doing that.
Yep.
Emojis. Fucking text language. Abbreviations.
LOL.
You don't need to know how to spell shit.
Exactly.
Why don't they just fucking admit, okay? School's bullshit because you can look anything up. If I wanted to know how to spell it, I'd do the best I could and figure out how to spell it.
Exactly.
Or I could just fucking say it.
Exactly. Voice commands. Siri,
how do I spell... what's a hard word?
Fucking... Shit. Horseradish.
That is a tough word.
Fuck.
Siri, how do you spell horseradish? And she'd tell you. Remember when you were a kid and they'd tell you, you're not going to have a calculator on you at all times? Bitch, I do.
Right here.
So we should just admit that like school's bullshit.
It is.
And just have a little bit more fun. We'll fucking just have kids... take school for what it really is. Fucking daycare.
Yeah,
and just have them run around and be children Have some fun with it. Don't take a test when you're in pre-K. It's bullshit.
Mm-hmm. Just do kid things.
Hang out with people.
Use your imagination.
Think sometimes.
Think.
Fucking give a 2-year-old meth, please. Have why some
not?
Fun.
At this point, why not?
I would sooner give my child meth than have them go to a pre-K where they take a test.
Same.
A respectable amount of meth. I'm not going to get them fucked up.
Yeah, just yeah. Like a little pinch.
A little pinch.
A little dash.
No. You ever seen a kid and been like, they need more energy?
Give them some meth. There's plenty of energy right
there.
That's
basically what Adderall is.
And that shit gets prescribed to kids all the fucking time.
Yep. Yep. It's all fucked and we're just pretending.
At this point, yep.
And like, I want to see if in the future where we have fun, we have fruit and vegetable landmarks, and we have businesses who hire writers who use text lingo.
Yeah.
And we have children having a fucking blast. But do you think that's going to happen?
Probably not. In an ideal world.
I think it's probably going to get worse.
I think it's going to get worse, too. It's just downhill from here, baby.
Oh, we're past the peak, boys.
Steady decline.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Humans have come a long way, including just keeping going. Just don't have kids. Do ever. If you really cared about your carbon footprint,
Adopt.
If you really gotta raise something,
you have to.
You gotta have a kid. Adopt one, because there already is one.
Somewhere. There's someone somewhere.
No, I want them to have my jeans. I need your jeans. What? Who cares about your jeans? Buy a new pair.
Buy a new pair.
It's just denim, okay?
You dumb fuck.
No one cares about your jeans. They're probably shitty anyway. Because half the people who care about that shit are fucking the people who have incest. They're like, oh, I gotta pass down my pure jeans. My pure white jeans. Yeah.
White.
Just die.
Get over it.
I think incest should be punishable by death.
Why not?
Why not? Stop doing it.
Shit's fucked.
Yeah, it's illegal. That's not enough.
It's not enough. Death sentence.
No, the PC... The really woke people will come in here defending the... Hey, it's...
Hey, just because they fuck people they're related to doesn't mean they deserve to die.
People have become so woke that they defend pedophiles.
Literally.
This says you're not able to, age is just a number. You're not able to choose who you're attracted to. The law does.
Yeah.
Okay, you can't. Well, the law will do it for you.
Mm-hmm.
We're not accepting people for loving children.
No, never. There's, like, people who are open about that shit, too. Like, oh, yeah, like, fucking, I don't, like, act on my attraction, but I'm attracted to fucking...
Oh, you want... Dude, do you want an applause break for that shit? Oh, you don't fuck kids. We should be thankful.
Yeah.
We should be thankful that you hold it in. Oh, yeah. Fuck off.
Get out of here. Get out of town.
Fuck right off with that shit.
Don't act on my attraction. Ugh, shut up.
Yeah. Children should do meth.
Why not?
Why not?
I don't see why not.
Fuck it. Let's have some fun.
Fuck it. Balls to the wall fun.
Balls to the wall. Do anything except fuck kids.
Yeah. Except fuck kids.
What would you...
what
would you have? What would you teach if you had no choice but to teach?
Pokemon? Is that an option?
Yo, let's make a Pokemon class.
Exactly. That'd be sick. I'd be the best teacher.
All right, you know what I'm gonna ask you to do now.
What?
You are now being forced to teach.
Pokemon.
Pokemon. Welcome to Eamon's class on Pokemon.
This is my class on Pokemon.
This is your class.
Did you know that Pokemon...
I'll be your student.
Okay, yeah.
I'm the only student.
Fun fact, Pokemon is fucking short for pocket monsters.
Wow.
Yeah, because, you know, like, they're in a game.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
you can put the game in your pocket.
And or the trading cards can fit in your pocket as well.
Yeah.
That's sick.
Yeah. Pokemon. but it was a Japanese game. It's Japanese.
I love Japan.
It's a really cool place.
We bombed them.
Yeah, sadly. I'm sorry, Japan. there's almost 1,000 Pokemon now.
That's a lot.
It's a whole lot of them. It's also the franchise slash brand that's made the most money out of all of them, too.
And more than Disney?
More than Disney.
Pokemon's number one.
Pokemon's number one, yep. It's weird. People are like, oh, Disney's on top? Nah. Pokemon. Nah.
We're like, the silent killer. Nintendo.
Exactly. Or franchise. So, like, Disney owns certain franchises. They own Star Wars. They own Marvel. Yeah.
Okay. Wow.
Kids got seizures from this episode where a Porygon, there's like a flash cannon or some shit. There's like just flashing lights. And it got so bad in Japan with like the kids fucking having seizures and shit. It never came out in the U.S.
There was also that episode with James. He has tits.
Yeah, that's it. James is gay.
James, it makes total sense.
There's an episode, because I started rewatching it when I was like superbly high one day. And fucking, he says something that he like, it was just like, yeah, like, he was just flat out saying he was gay. And I was like, wait, what? Why did no one ever, like, pick up on this?
Like, it was in the show, or did it not hear as well?
No, it was in the show. Like, you can watch it on Netflix. I can't remember what he said, but...
I should watch Pokemon.
if you get high, watch that shit. Some of the lines, like, since it's, like, translated over from, like, Japanese, just like, it's like, what? What does that mean? Why are they saying that?
Is it, like, funny, or, like, it just doesn't make sense, really?
I think it's funny. Like, it's just, like, it's, like, awkward. Like, why are they saying that?
It's, like, translated English.
Yeah, it's, like, like, people don't speak like that.
There was the best... What was the one where he holds up the rice balls, and he said... What did he call the rice balls, Brock?
Jelly-filled donuts.
What? Jelly-filled donuts. All right, Brock.
Yeah, dude. I want to rewatch SpongeBob.
Oh, yeah.
Because that shit, like, holds up. Like, there is so much stuff in there.
Especially the first couple seasons.
Yeah, for real.
They were making jokes, like, aimed towards adults. That we were too young. That is stupid to understand.
Because it's like, well, because they also have to pass it, you know? They have to get it passed. So they just have to figure out how to imply it.
Mm.
That it doesn't make sense in the script, but it will when you see it.
Yeah.
That's what I love so much about that shit. It's like, whoa. They're really...
Damn, they got away with that. Like, what was the fucking... one, like, really popular one when he gives, like, Gary the fucking soap bars, and he's like, they're doubloons.
They're doubloons.
Don't drop them.
Don't drop them.
Anyways. They got away with that.
Yeah, that shit's great. And, man, I don't want to get, like, depressing again, but, like, I wish they still made that shit.
Yep.
Like, it's never going to be the same.
Nope. They got spinoffs coming out.
Spinoffs. The moment Steven Hillenburg dies, they just shit all over his grave.
Yep. Do whatever. It's so whack.
Because, like, him being alive was the only reason. There were no Funko Pops. There were no spinoffs. It was just SpongeBob. Mm-hmm. SpongeBob merch. Like, that's it. It's the show. And now there's a Patrick spinoff or some Sandy spinoff or whatever the fuck.
Yep.
Who gives a shit, first off?
Yep.
What season are they on now? They're still going with the original.
Do people still watch it? Like, what?
I don't know. I hope not.
Yeah, please.
Because, dude, SpongeBob.
They're just shitting on our childhoods right in front of us. And that's what the next generation is going to have to grow up with.
That is the sad. That's the saddest part in my head. Like, when I'm talking, I made this video a while ago about, oh God, I didn't want to make a video about it because it was just too depressing. Not depressing. It was just fucking, yeah, depressing.
Yeah, depressing.
There's this family channel on YouTube called the Norris Nuts. They faked having cancer. They faked having a miscarriage. And now the story that they're going with, we will never know because the dog won't be on camera, because that's an easy one to do.
Yep.
The story is they had a puppy for 5 days and then it died in a freak accident.
In a freak accident.
So people are just going like, they killed their dog?
For views? Damn.
So,
people. YouTube.
I don't even have the energy to make a video about that. Because I was like, dude, views.
Views.
That's fucked.
That shit's fucked up. Killing dogs for views.
Killing dogs for views. Maybe I'll just highlight this and upload this and get views. I'll hashtag Norris Nuts and they'll be pissed. Hey, shit all over my video. I don't care.
I don't give a fuck.
You people are going to grow up and realize what you were watching. It's a family channel. This is for children.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to grow up one day and realize that you've been lied to your whole life. At least there was some fun in SpongeBob.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's, objectively, it got worse. It got a lot worse.
Yeah, it got shit.
Just entertainment in general.
Entertainment in general, yeah, it got shit. It's so bad.
Like, they're not gonna... It's just not quality.
Garbo.
Like, they put time and effort and a budget into these shows. This is just a family channel, and they're on YouTube saying they killed a dog. This is a video of them. It's a video of them in their car.
In their car.
And they're just, like, talking about how their dog died. With no proof, they didn't even say what happened. That's just the story they're going with, and they're doing it for views. And that's what these children are watching, and they hate on my video because I'm trying to tell them, you're retarded.
You are retarded.
But no, fine. Fine. Why am I trying to make sense to children?
Yep.
That's what makes sense to children, is dogs dying in 5 days.
Yep, that's what makes sense. Whatever people on the internet tell them.
Yeah. The death of entertainment, we're just past, we peaked.
Yep.
As a society.
We peaked with American Idol.
American Idol.
Yep.
American Idol was the breaking point.
Yep. Breaking Benjamin. It introduced
the... And on that note, thank you all so much for listening. This is Eamon.
I'm Eamon.
And if you enjoyed, feel free to share it with someone you think might also enjoy, because fucking, I don't know.
Why not? Do it.
Maybe you leave a review or a fucking rating or something.
Pussy.
Tell me what you thought.
Pussy.
All right. See you.